Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Happy Thanksgiving. Sorry. Thanksgiving treats me different now, you know what I mean? Hey guys, this is Taz from Some Sam Gifted. I'm here with the beautifuls and talenteds. Morgan and Danielle, say what's up, ladies.
Are you allowed to walk away from your own podcast?
Yeah. Leave. See what we do when you're gone.
I can't leave you unattended. I'm Morgan, and I'm excited to be here.
I'm Danielle, and if I had to pick a side, I would be the mashed potatoes.
This is how people feel when you talk about Thanksgiving, Morgan. I mean, a lot of people, it was a horrible situation, right? And a lot of people don't want to be around their family. I'm just saying this because I think you need to hear it, okay? Thanksgiving for everybody is not happy. Sometimes it's really
Do you know that I go home every November and I leave before Thanksgiving?
Why? So don't puke in your plate?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm empathic. Maybe I was feeling your energy. Maybe it's not all about me, okay? Maybe. I mean, it's doubtful, but it's... So, Danielle, you said if you could pick a side, you would be mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Why? Because you're lumpy?
No, well, I mean... Turkey. No, we're all evenly going to be the sides. I'm going to be the lumpy mashed potatoes. What are y'all going to be?
Not lumpy, but I don't think you're like creamy either, you know, but like whatever. Okay. If that's what you want to be, yeah. I'm not mad about it. I was just trying to like, why would you say that?
Connect these dots here. Yeah.
You're not a lumpy person.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It makes me feel so much better about myself. If I ever thought I was lumpy.
Oh my god, for Halloween, you're the fucking potato. Gosh, I need to think about it. Are we talking like what we make at Thanksgiving, or we talk about
what kind of side we think we are?
Or like what this traditional, like original indigenous sides, or like what we know as sides today?
Yeah, they didn't have mashed potatoes, so. Sure.
They didn't have mashed potatoes. How do you, were you there?
I can only imagine. They didn't have a potato masher back then, okay?
Yeah, I think they might
have. I mean, I guess they could have stepped on a potato.
They could have stepped on it. This is not grapes. Italy. Thank you.
I'm Italian. We're going to step on
it. Okay.
We step on everything. Olives,
it fixes
grapes.
A lot of problems, okay?
I'm Italian. Oh, God. Okay.
We got to get it together, you guys. Sorry.
I would be deviled eggs because everybody loves you, right?
Yeah, but they can only handle so much.
They can only handle so much.
So much.
And you'll definitely know when I leave.
Oh, that's a good one.
I that's linger, too, you know?
Yeah. Just stay on the palate long periods.
I don't know what I
sauerkraut, you German girl. Come on, give me something
good. My favorite is a green bean casserole. But I don't want to be a green bean casserole.
I've never had green bean casserole for Thanksgiving.
I love green bean casserole. It's my favorite. You know what? I want to be a potato, but I don't want to be your potato. I want to be, I'm a sweet potato.
You're a sweet potato.
I'm a sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Like sweet potato casserole?
Yeah, I guess. I don't want to be a food.
Why would you want to be a food?
I don't know. I don't want to.
You don't want to be a little snack? You want to be a little snack?
I don't feel like you've given me little snack options. You've given me.
Okay. I mean, like, the next option, what? Corn?
Yeah. I mean.
You know, I'll be the cranberry sauce. Nobody touches me.
I love cranberry sauce. My cranberry sauce.
Okay, only cool people touch me.
Yeah.
I like the cranberry sauce.
I feel like there's a lot of leftovers of cranberry sauce.
You know, I love the cranberry sauce.
What do you
sauce.
Know, Mommy? Talk to me when you're creamier.
Oh, my gosh. She thought she was.
Your taters are a little dry.
You know, I love the the Crisco or whatever, the Monte Crisco sandwich thing. So I love, like, the cranberry sauce with the, I know that's not what that is, but.
Monte Cristo, because, like, that's not the same as Crisco's large.
Okay, still, again, not the same thing.
Not the same thing, but I got you, I got you.
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, it is sandwich. Good. Oh, yeah,
Love some cranberry sauce with some turkey.
Okay.
Get a whole
that's a little sweet. Get some meats and some cranberries and sweets and all the things. Yeah. Meats and sweets.
Okay, okay. That's too much moaning over a sandwich, though. Love ya. Mean it. Thanksgiving.
A wonderful, precious time of year.
Where we get together with our loved ones.
Why are you both of you closing your eyes?
Are we?
Said from the orphan that doesn't have to go around family members she doesn't want to anymore.
Oh. Must be nice.
I do have a pretty killer Thanksgiving. It's awesome.
Let's talk. Let's hear it. Let's hear about
it. Dude, that. I'm telling you, I am so thankful every year for Thanksgiving. Let me just tell you what's on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Us? Potatoes.
Lump cranberry sauce.
Liz, I'm going to tell you something. You nasty. My turkey that I make has got me proposed to 7 times.
Wow.
This bitch ain't playing. When I tie an apron on in the fall, men fall to their knees. Okay? So let me tell you. We have a turkey, but it's a really intense turkey. It's, like, really well-seasoned. It's got all kinds of stuffing. I can't even begin to tell you the, like, anybody that's ever had my turkey, baby doll, they never forget. Okay, mashed potatoes. Real mashed potatoes made with real heavy whipping cream and real butter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Skin on or off?
Are you crazy? What do I look right to you? Of course the skin off. We don't do
off!
Off. We don't do
I like the skin on.
For brown potatoes? Yeah. Or you do red potatoes that way. You don't do brown potatoes that way.
I do brown potatoes that way.
Well, somebody's lied to you.
Oh, no.
I like the little chunks of the little skin.
You do that with the red potatoes?
I like it with red potatoes. Yukon, the red.
Yukon's okay, but not the, like, not just brown Idaho.
Yes, the brown Idaho chalky outside potato.
If there is a chef listening. Danielle?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're the potato expert, but if you were, what would you, how would you?
I peel my brown potatoes before I mash them or put them
in the
that
water.
Type of preparation. Mm. I peel them. I don't really like the chalky skin.
So you can, so traditionally, yellow potatoes, you can leave the skin on red potatoes, but not traditionally mashed potatoes, like brown.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But it, hey, if you do, you do you. I'm just telling you my menu, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just ask him.
It has a little bit more sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, That doesn't mean what you think it means to me, so if I was you, I'd back up. Okay, so we have mashed potatoes, gravy, made from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I do canned gravy. I personally like canned gravy better, like in a jar. Mm-hmm. My husband likes the real gravy, which is a pain in the ass to make. Should we make it everything else?
That's a lot.
Broccoli casserole that is probably the equivalent of your green bean casserole, because we don't do green bean casserole in my family. Like, no, that's a sin. Green beans, my green beans. My collard greens, of course, corn. Two different kinds of macaroni, because I have very amazing children that deserve both kinds of macaroni, shells and cheese, and Kraft macaroni.
Oh.
Recently, my husband's been on a homemade macaroni kick, so sometimes we get three. Rolls, sweet wine rolls, or sometimes, if I feel froggy, I'll make the big yeast rolls by hand. The cranberry sauce I make is from scratch, but it's really good, and it's also kind of got strawberry stuff in it, too. So it's a cranberry-strawberry mix. It's really good. People go bonkers over it, because they're always like, I like cranberries usually, but this is a great thing. So then I do a macaroni salad that is my mom's recipe that's really intense and crazy, and everybody loves it. I do Brussels sprouts. I do all this by myself.
Brussels sprouts.
That's a lot.
I do all of this cooking by myself. I do a ham with pineapples. And then I do sweet potato casserole and pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple pie, and then usually like a cake.
How many dining room tables you have to put all this food on? That's a lot of food.
The counter at my house,
yeah,
it is covered. Oh, and deviled eggs. Covered from one end to the other.
That's
amazing. And it takes me about 2 days to get everything done.
That's amazing.
And then the china cabinet is all the desserts.
So this Thanksgiving, we're going to be over at Tessa's house.
Well, last year for the Christmas get-together, I tried to remember I did the turkey and, you know, so.
It was bomb. Is bomb.com.
Yeah, I did turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, deviled eggs, green beans.
Because you use the
cloves and the pineapples. Yeah. So Thanksgiving at my house is like, it's like the Olympics of cooking. And you have a lot to perform. This last year was the hardest because I just had gastric bypass in June. But it was fine. I was good. Like, I knew my limits, you know.
Yeah.
And it's great because I really do want to open my door for it. I thought she was just going to go, I'm over
I thought
the so. Table. Get him out of mashed potatoes.
She's leaving us.
Yeah, it was great. And I love it. I love it because I think it's the one day that kids can be like, I just want a plate of macaroni. You know, and parents are like, just fucking eat it. We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What I like to do is this is a crazy question. And I want to hear what y'all have to say. Do y'all have an early day Thanksgiving or do you do late in the afternoon?
We do like a 3 p.m. type really? Thanksgiving.
Okay, what
yeah.
about you?
changes.
Stuffing!
I love stuffing.
I have to remember the stuffing.
Sorry.
I think that's the turkey.
Yeah. It's a long story. Go ahead.
We change the time because my Thanksgiving's never been consistent.
Like your family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, we had an open door policy on Thanksgiving. So, my dad's family was split. Like, his aunts, or my aunts, my dad's sisters, would go to their husbands.
Significant others.
Yes, their significant others. So, it was my mom would host Thanksgiving with my dad. And my dad would invite all sorts of people from work and just random people that we don't even know would come in.
That's
and
how my mom's yeah, was, yeah.
Yeah. We did that till I was like 17-ish. So that was kind of what we used to do. And then my dad's sister started doing our own thing for Thanksgiving because they worked something out with their other side. And so now we do that at different times, and now I'm over here. I literally don't stay for Thanksgiving, so I moved to North Carolina.
Do you go to your...
So I go to Chase's family. And, I've been there twice for Thanksgiving now, and we usually do like a late lunch.
Hmm. Like 1, 2.
Yep.
I'm telling you I do 5 o'clock.
Hmm.
11.
Well, it takes you all day to cook.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. Like, because my siblings, like I have two sisters and a brother, and my brother's parents are dead because we have the same parents, and my husband's parents are dead, so it's not like you know, we have anything. So, but we have blended families, so our kids, like my two boys have to go to their dad's, which they don't believe in Thanksgiving. I don't, have you ever met anybody?
They don't believe.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they might like go to, we don't have a Denny's, but they'll go to like Cracker Barrel because it's open on Thanksgiving, or like Waffle House or something.
Hmm.
And then they'll come home and be like, God, we're starving, Mom. Can we? And they'll be like, let me just have a little bit of turkey, you know. And then Chuck's kids go to their mom's, and they are like, we're so hungry. They had like potted meat, you know. And then Chaz, my brother, and his family, they have to go up to like his wife's family stuff, and then they come to mine. Usually, like, traditionally, especially after my mom died, my brother and I would spend all day together cooking. But that's changed because of schedules and work and things like that. And cops have to work on Thanksgiving and stuff. My husband, after my mother passed away, I was like, I swear to God, if you go to work on Thanksgiving, I'm going to kill you. I make him be here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck. But, no, Thanksgiving's fun, and, like, I'm big on the Macy's Day Parade. Like, I called my brother. Last year, I called my brother really, really early. I was like, hey, do you have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on for the girls? He was like, no, we don't have, like. And I was like, oh, my God, I've got Peacock. Let me. And so now, if I go to my Peacock, it has the girls have a profile, because I'm like, you got to sign in. And it's so my kids were like, you know, if they're with me, they get to watch it, and I have it on. I have music playing, and it's. You know, and of course there's football on Thanksgiving, and our family's a big football house. So it's like, it's actually my husband's favorite holiday. Because we wait all day. Well, usually the night before, we have a very intense tradition. The night before I make deviled eggs, because deviled eggs can sit in the fridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the filling I make for my deviled eggs, like my sister Mamie asked for it, and like we'll eat it alone, like. I use, like, so much stuff in it. I always have a bunch left over, and I put it in a jar and put it in the fridge for her, and she eats it. But before she gets there in the morning of Thanksgiving, I get up, and I make breakfast for me and Chuck, because usually all the kids are gone to the other parents.
Yeah.
So I do sourdough bread with the yellow part of the deviled eggs on top of it, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Oh
my God.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds like the
best.
So
then that's the beginning of our day, and I cook, like, I make little sweatshirts for us to eat. Sweatshirts, really. For us to eat throughout the day. Then after Thanksgiving, because you know you eat Thanksgiving dinner and you're like, I'm ready for bed, you know? So everybody in my house will, like, crash. I put all the food up, and then. We usually end up making at least 2 20-pound turkeys, because it goes, like, a lot. Like, usually people take my sister's, I don't know what it is, would bring Tupperware containers to take the food away from my house. And I'm like, dude, that's, you know. Because then I use those turkeys and hams for weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the week, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't usually go back to the grocery store again until Monday, because I will do turkey and dumplings. The day after Thanksgiving, we do not do Black Friday sales. We do Black Club, right? Because it was Black Friday, so we take all of the leftovers and we make club sandwiches.
Oh,
that's a big thing.
There you go.
Yeah. And last year, I don't know how we found them, but on Thanksgiving, like around that time, I found green tomatoes. So I made green fried tomato club sandwiches.
Oh, nice. My God. That sounds delicious.
I love fried green tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
This is off topic a little bit, but are pumpkin blossoms or zucchini blossoms, like fried zucchini blossoms, are those a thing here?
No. I've had several Midwesterners tell me about it. And listen, have you ever really watched your garden? Do you know what comes out of those?
Bugs.
Lots of snails.
Yeah, you wash them.
I know, but I just don't like... We were recently talking about someone who leaves a trail of cream behind them. Lumpist? Old Lumpadema? The mashed potato queen?
Give me a crown.
Follow my eyes! Follow my eyes! I don't know. It's just like snail trails. There's no amount of washing with water. Like, I feel like I have to use soap, and then it ruins the taste.
Okay.
But yeah, I've heard about it.
I love them. They're a delicacy.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah, so we do a lot of that. We watch a lot of movies. A lot of movies. Because I really don't like going out in public on Black Friday. I don't. Nope. I used to, but that was back in the day when you could get a, like a food processor, like the big food processors for like $5. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, come to our Black Friday day sale that you'll get better deals on the internet. You know, so. So our Thanksgiving's like, and it's not, so like the next day we do the club sandwiches, we do all the leftovers. I take all the different, if there's a lot of pasta salads, sometimes we do suddenly salads, stuff like that. So we'll do, like, we'll make our own. We do stuff with the ham. I take the ham after it's been cooked with pineapple juice, and I take a little butter in a hot pan, fry it on both sides, put it in Hawaiian sweet rolls. Mm-hmm. Like, we go crazy. Rolls. We go crazy.
Sounds really good.
Do you all do your own Thanksgiving tradition? Like, so even though you go to Chase's family's, do you do a little turkey at home?
No.
Why not?
Have you ever made a turkey?
Yeah.
So you know the neck?
Yeah.
It looks like a weird penis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a tradition in our family that we take that and we, because you got to start cooking your turkey early in the morning, right? Take it out, put it on saran wrap, or you wrap it in saran wrap, slide it underneath a kid's pillow.
What? Oh, why?
Not to bring good luck, I'm assuming.
Just to scare them. Chase the kids around. I like to wait while Chuck sits like this with one arm. We all, in my house, we all sit like this.
You gotta explain that to our listeners.
They sit, like I'll sit, me and my husband especially, some of the kids do it too, we'll sit on the couch and we take our forearm and we place it on top of our head.
With mm-hmm. a limp hand.
With mm-hmm. a limp hand. Like we'll watch TV sit like this. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So anyways, let's say he's doing that and he's doing that with his right hand. I'll come up because the way my house is set up. Or he's doing that with his left hand. And I'll just lay the turkey neck right across.
Oh my God, no.
Because it's greasy too. So it leaves a mark.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's fun.
How does that not bother you, but chickens do?
Turkeys are cleaner birds. Now listen, if I have a whole chicken.
This whole, all I can think is salmonella.
Yeah. I'm not telling you to deep throat it, Morgan.
Well, you did just suggest that you run it across your husband's throat.
No, like right.
Yeah,
like
that's awfully shoulder. Close to your throat.
But he's got a mouth there. He's not going to trach, right?
Little clavicle area.
Got and he freaks out. But usually, I don't do it. Like, the thing is, I also will boil it. I should probably have said that.
Yeah,
I feel like that's important.
Because nice, I'm just imagining some raw meat under your kids. Well, that's what you said!
No, you take it, you wrap it, and if you're going to put it under the pillow, you have to wrap it in saran wrap. The best one I ever did, because we have four boys, and for whatever reason, they weren't going to the other parents that year. So I took the turkey neck, and I went and I boiled it, because I use it to make, I boil it in a big pot to get turkey broth.
Okay.
To make like stuffing and things, okay?
Okay.
And anyway, so I did that, took it out, and I thought,
horrible.
I opened the toilet where they all go to the bathroom, and I just laid it in there.
Like a turd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it looks like a dick. And I said, check him once you go in the bathroom and start screaming at your dick pillow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So the kids are asleep and he's like, and he's like holding his hand over his cross, like, oh my God, guys, your mom said she would cut my dick off. If I said it again and look. And they're like, ah! And they're all freaking out. And my oldest goes, why is there no blood?
Oh.
And I was like, oh. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. And I just walked away like.
Oh my God. Stokes, always calm in a storm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's just looking around like, something's not right.
He's been around
too long. My calculations are not adding up.
His spidey sense is tingling.
Yeah, so we just like to have a lot of fun with silly things. My mom was the same way. My grandpa, like, it's like a family tradition thing. So those are big things. So y'all don't do any of those things. You don't make a turkey?
Well, this
I was going to say, I remember.
Yeah, this past year was the first year that Eric and I, like, hosted Thanksgiving. So we did make a little turkey. Well, it was actually a big turkey, and we made it together. It was our first time ever, like, doing a big meal together, and it actually worked out really well. We learned that we can, like, jive really well in the kitchen together.
I love cooking. With your partner. That's
one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it was like, I feel like it was super important. We actually ended up doing two Thanksgivings. We did an early one with my family at our house, and then his family came to our house, and we did another one like on Thanksgiving. And we did the traditional one with my family, and then we did like a seafood one with Eric's family. And it was pretty great. We started our own traditions. Like, all the guys were watching football, and we went outside and played cornhole because, like, it was still really nice in North Carolina Thanksgiving time, which was never the case up in Pennsylvania. It would start to get, like, chilly up there, so we couldn't really go outside. And then we usually just play games after dinner for the most part. We do our little Thanksgiving tree, like our tree of thanks, which is like a little tiny tree, and we all get little cutout leaves and write what we're most thankful for and hang it on the little tree, which is just our own little tradition, which is cute. And I usually write, I'm thankful for mashed potatoes. No, I'm just kidding. yeah.
I'm not saying anything about any of this. I don't want to be cast out, so go ahead.
So, yeah, but other than that, tradition-wise, I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot we did other than just, like, have Thanksgiving together growing up. So Eric and I were trying to, like, start our own traditions of, like, playing games and having dinner and then, you know, just, I don't know. Yeah. Having our own little new thing. So hopefully we'll continue to have Thanksgiving at our house for, like, the foreseeable future because I think it went really well.
I think we did cornhole after one of the kids' birthday parties at Chase's family. And I think we'll probably do cornhole for, like, things from now on, because that was really fun.
Yeah,
I love games. Whenever I was with my aunts and we started doing Thanksgiving with, like, my aunts, we did board games and all sorts of that kind of stuff, and I love gaming. It's the community thing. It's good vibes.
Eric's family is very much into cornhole. They had, like, tournaments, so he would win, like, little trophies and be, like, the cornhole champion. So they're very into their games, and I am learning. I'm not the best at cornhole, but I'm trying my best, and he tries to make it so that I feel like I'm okay at it. I won't say I'm the best, but that's okay.
I'm a very good loser.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just here to play.
Just here for the good time. Yep. Just here for the good time. I would say I try. I mean, I'm not a sore loser, but it's, you know, I like to win.
Oh,
a sore loser.
Yeah,
I like to win.
We don't do games at our house.
No, on I think that would be violent at your house.
No, we do games at our house, but not on Thanksgiving.
Is there too much other stuff going on?
Too many other traditions.
Is there a reason there's no games on Thanksgiving?
No, there's football on.
Oh,
why would we do games when there's football on? And I don't, if somebody starts fighting, I just, nope. No, like, I used to have a horrible anxiety for holidays because it was so much pressure. But I don't know, so that's cool because I usually just take a deep breath and, you know, other substances to help me chill. And I'm just fighting. I do have a funny story about this past Thanksgiving. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
So I had my surgery in June. So November is when Thanksgiving is, right? Because this is our Thanksgiving episode. And I hadn't seen my sister-in-law, Kima. Okay? In that time frame, I didn't want to color my hair. I wanted to give it time and space to grow and not have chemicals on it and stuff. So when I cook, I usually put my hair up in a knot on my head. So I hadn't seen Kima probably in like 5 or 6 months. And that, you know, probably since right before my surgery. Not because I don't love my sister-in-law, it's just we're usually going in different directions. I have teenagers, she has little ones, you know, and well, she has a preteen and little ones. So, anyways, my husband decided he wanted to smoke a turkey last year. And our smoker was down in front of our garage. So if you pull up to our house, there's our house. And, like, our garage. Then you come upstairs to go inside, right? Okay, so anyways, I was outside and I had on leggings and a black thermal, which is a very form-fitting outfit. And I had on a long flannel over it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I was... only had the flannel on because I ran outside and it was chilly.
Okay. I was okay. Like, weren't you boiling hot and cooking in that?
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I had on like house shoes, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I just choked. I was like, I need you to come outside and hold the pan. But my hair was pulled up on top of my head. And my brother is cackling. They pull up and I go like this and chat, and I see Kima glaring at me. I'm like, what the hell is wrong? Chaz, I'm like, what? He goes, she thought you were another woman. She's going to kick your ass.
Oh, my God. Because she hadn't seen you.
She hadn't seen me. So she was, like, ready to fight.
Aw, Kima's got your like, back.
Yeah. Oh. She's like, I was going to kill Chuck. I thought Tess ran in the store. Oh. And his bitch is coming over.
She's about to fight someone.
Yeah, so I think everybody... I don't know if it's a Southern thing or not. Maybe you, because Chase is family, right? But everybody's, like, anxiety's really high. Is his family, like,
mm-hmm.
And everybody's, like, needs to calm down and chill out. You know what I mean? And so we're still getting through holidays where, like, at the same time, we have to, like, wait on the other parent of our children to, like, cooperate with us. So my anxiety's usually pretty high. So the thought of games is, like, not something I want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, we've only got one little one, so mm-hmm. And only one other parent to deal with, so it's not too stressful.
Even if we just had one other parent to deal with, some of the parent dealings in our house are real bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is just never knowing, because she doesn't communicate, so that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an issue we have a lot with, too. So you don't like, is there a tradition that you want to start? Or is it like Danielle last year was your first time cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out pretty good too, right? Yeah, did you do the browning bag?
I did do the browning bag.
It worked really well.
Oh my
right?
God, it was amazing. It was like a lifesaver.
They are. I have to make like 2 over 20-pound turkeys every year.
Yeah.
And it is like, you know. And the thing, it never fails. The little, pokey out thing never works.
No, we checked on it multiple times and it didn't come out. But thank God we had the browning bag, and now I have some because it comes in a pack of at least like 2 or 3 in there. So I have some for multiple Thanksgivings, which is amazing. So I kept it in my closet because I'm gonna save it for this year too. But honestly, like tradition wise, like I would like to continue to host Thanksgiving and like make the turkey and continue to like, I don't know, just grow that with Eric because I think we work. Like, we just work really well together in the kitchen, and I don't know, I would like to have, like, a little tradition where we all, like, go to the beach, maybe, or, like, you know, come to Wilmington, like, go to the beach, or, like, all maybe, I don't know, like, our little tree of thanks, maybe actually, like, plant a tree, or plant some flowers, or do something that's, like, actual, like, physical, you know, putting thanks into, like, our home, you know what I mean?
What about, like, do you think that your family and his family will ever blend?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. Maybe. Like, it's possible that I could get them all there. It's just, I know that everybody's, like, on a different schedule and, like, it would be my sister and her husband and then my parents and then his parents and his brother. And they all probably, I don't know if they could all stay at our house, but since my parents live close, like, I would love for that to happen. So it's possible. I need to get a few more
chairs. I mean, is that what your goal is, right?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, would love to have that be a thing where we could all get together and be together for Thanksgiving.
Okay. What about you, Morgan? Is it like a hope or a desire of yours to do these, like to host a Thanksgiving?
Right now I'm in a tiny ass apartment with a teeny tiny kitchen.
No, I mean
kitchen.
Like
yes,
long term. Okay.
And Chase's family, all my family's in Illinois and they're not going to come for it. Yeah. And I already saw them because I always go home the week before. So it's just Chase's family, and he doesn't talk to his dad or his dad's side of the family. So it's really just his parent, his mom and stepfather, and their kids, and then his grandparents on his mom's side. So it's very small, and I would love to, whenever we get a house, have them over and play games and host. I like hosting. I haven't done it a whole lot in my life, but I do enjoy that part.
So here's a, like, so my growing up, my grandparents on my mom's side always did a big Thanksgiving. But then we, all of my grand, like on my mom's side of the family, all of their, her siblings, they had their own Thanksgiving at home. So we were taught to do that too. So I started having my own Thanksgiving before my mom passed away.
And that was like a tradition that just got carried on like through the generations. I love that.
Yeah, and it's almost like it prepares you for it when they've gone.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, like, mom's Thanksgiving in comparison to my grandparents' Thanksgiving, mom usually did it the week before. Sometimes she would do it the week after.
So it's almost like a passing, like, the baton. Or like, the wooden spoon, like, literally over to be like, hey, you're going to carry on this tradition for, like, your kids and their kids. And then it's just going to be a... I love that. Because my mom usually hosted Thanksgiving, too, for the most part. Like, we would change as we were growing up, going to, you know, aunts' houses. But for the most part, my mom would host Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it wasn't like... I mean, my mom would, of course, if her siblings would have come, but it was really for our family. Of course, moms grew to where we invited everybody that didn't have anywhere to go. But it was really just for our, like, we had our own personal family, and then we went to other people, like our grandparents. So that's my next question. Would you do it for just you and Chase and Leah? Or is that something you're just like, you want a bigger, you, I know your kitchen, you're like, because you tell me, like, it's, I don't want it, you know.
Yeah, I'm dying in it every day. We do that for Christmas.
Okay.
Just Chase and Leo and I. So,
You make a duck?
We do gingerbread houses and cakes and cookies and, like, reindeer food, like, little reindeer food and things like that. And, yeah, so we do, like, that vibe. And Leo doesn't really eat much other than, like, some basic stuff. So he's not really into all the, that. Or want to cook with me. Little turd. He'll unload a dishwasher with me like that, but he does not want to cook with me yet, so
give it time.
No, that was all in my brain. Movement. In here.
Yeah. But maybe for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know.
My dad's family did the same thing.
You know, I did a rotisserie chicken in an air fryer once and it was damn good.
For Thanksgiving?
No, I just did it for myself. It was just a good day.
You know, I love that for you.
Today we rotisserie if I
had... Well, you get a three, get... like, at Aldi's, I got a little bird. It was, like, this big.
A quarter shin.
Yes. Smaller.
Yes.
A quarter shin.
Okay. Yeah. It was, like, a $3 bird, and I stuffed a bunch of butter and herbs and threw it in there, and oh, my Lord, it was
lemon and so rosemary. Good. I'll have to give you my cornish hen recipe. It's the bomb.
It was so good. It
sounds amazing.
What's weird is I'll eat a whole cornish hen, but I will not eat chicken off the bone any other way.
Fascinating.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
And even weirder, I'll eat turkey off the bone.
That's what I love about Renaissance festivals is the turkey on the bone.
I don't like that turkey on the bone.
It's very dry, but I love the...
My turkey's not dry.
No, I'm saying that turkey.
Oh, you mean like the turkey legs?
Yeah.
I just like the skin. You like the crispy skin.
Have you been to a Renaissance fair?
No.
Oh, you should...
You should definitely do it.
I should go.
You should come to Charlotte!
Listen, I'm about it.
Ghost is trying to get me to do... He's
Can we all meet up in Charlotte for it, please?
Let me know when it is. Maybe if he'll make me a little dress for it.
Oh my God, I will so make you a dress.
Let's go. Test your comment. We're going.
Guys,
we're going
guys, podcast, people listening, come to Charlotte and we will do...
When is the Renaissance Fair?
October through November.
Oh.
The whole month?
Yes, every weekend.
Oh, every... So we have multiple choices. It's not just one weekend. Okay, good. I can make that work.
Yes.
So listen, we have the kids this year for fall break.
Everybody,
we're going. Bring Eric. We'll be good to go.
Go.
It's usually my anniversary week, so.
Stokes can wear his top hat.
No, he would dress like a Viking. He has a whole Viking garb that I made for him.
He's got that hair. He needs to.
He went as a Viking one year for Halloween, and he's so tall. He was in, like, seventh grade, and he's so tall that nobody would give him candy. They thought he was an adult, and it broke my heart. And I was like, he's in seventh. And I would literally walk in front of him. My seventh grader's coming up. He's really tall.
Please feed him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Please feed him.
I was just like, don't.
No matter what.
Like, here, what the? I would rather give you candy than you being out drunk driving. You
That's
know what
I'm
mean?
Saying. So, like, who cares? Give them candy.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of year. It's a time to be happy. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't do things on Thanksgiving. It always breaks my heart. And I always try to open my home up for everybody. And that's something that I learned at an early age, that it's important to include people, even if they're turds, even if they, you know, want to cause issues in your life. It's a time for forgiveness and happiness and Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, yes, for sure.
So I have some questions for y'all. A few more questions. Okay? Mm-hmm. First question off the top of my head, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? Let's go.
Apple pie.
With ice cream, without?
With whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Okay.
My aunt used to make cherry bars.
Oh.
There's
like the lemon bars, but with cherries?
Kind of more like a sugar cookie. Flatbread with cherries and then like dollops of dough.
That sounds amazing.
So good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, and she used to make oatmeal cream pie cookies from scratch.
Wow.
So good. Talk about a sweet treat.
Yeah. How about you, Tess? What's your favorite?
My absolute favorite. There's 2 to 4. I love pecan pie. I also love Mexican fruit cake. That's what it's called. It's not really, I don't know what it
okay.
I mean, but it's like a carrot cake, but more fruit.
Okay.
And no, I think that's it.
My dad's with you on the pecan pie. He loves
pecan. I could eat a whole pecan pie.
I love pecan pie too, but
can I tell you about something really bizarre I saw today on the news?
About pecan
pie. So you guys know what bush beans are.
Yes.
So you know where they're made? The factory and stuff?
No.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
Oh.
If you ever drive by the factory, you'll never forget it because it stinks.
I bet.
It is disgusting.
I can imagine. I drove past soybean.
Soybeans, yes. But this is a bean canning factory.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So like carcinogenics everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
This is a soybean factory.
Soybean factory.
Yeah. It like
soybeans sink on their own.
Yes, it was a factory where they processed them and stuff. And like anybody that was from that town, you're like, don't even talk to them. It's just smell bad. I mean, I wasn't like that, but it was.
Yes,
was okay. No, I mean, I didn't. I live far enough away from that town, but it's going on. When you drive through it, it sticks in your car for the next 8 miles, 10, 20 miles.
Yes, bush beans. Okay. So people come far and wide to go to the bush beans because, you know, the dog, right?
Yeah.
They have, like, a whole museum. They have a restaurant on the bush beans facilities. Okay. I've never been. I don't want to go, okay?
Interesting.
And here's the crazy thing. They make a pecan pie with bush beans.
Oh.
And I heard about it this morning.
Why?
I did not know that.
Why?
I don't know, because apparently, like, during the Great Depression, they couldn't get certain things, so they used bush beans.
Oh, God.
It's just, I was really, like, I was eating a piece of toast, watching.
I
was like, and he was like, what? And he looked, and he went, I don't know what's on your phone, but I'm going to walk away.
That's disgusting.
It's really gross.
No, thank you.
So, we talked about warm apple pies. All I was thinking, my kids. Okay, so we've talked about our favorite sides or what sides we would be, whatever. We talked about our favorite desserts. We've talked about traditions.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of meat do you eat off the turkey? Do you eat the breast? Do you eat white meat? Do you eat the leg? Do you eat the thigh? Do you eat dark meat? What you eat?
I usually eat the light meat and the skin. The skin is my favorite.
I don't like the skin.
Yeah. I do. I like the crispy skin. That's my favorite part. That's why I eat the turkey, to be honest.
I've made too many turkeys to like the skin, but I understand. Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day dinner, I want the dark meat. The next day, I want the light meat.
Yeah. That's
for
how
sandwiches.
Check is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how check is.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. How about you?
White.
All day.
Mm-hmm. All day, every day. Now, if I'm making turkey and dumplings, which I think I made that for everybody here, I like the dark meat in that because it holds all that juice and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can do the dark meat if it's not just by itself. Like, if it's with other things, I can do the dark meat. But I, if it's by itself, I only like the light meat. I don't know the dark meat. I don't know about that.
All right, y'all. I know that you are probably chomping at the bit because on Thursday is when Thanksgiving is, and today's Thanksgiving Thursday. So we will let you go so you don't have to hear us yap anymore. But we love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at SomeSamGifted. You can holler at us on Gmail at SomeSamGifted@gmail.com. And you can find me, Tessa Ray Lee McKittrick, on Facebook. I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.